Welcome back to another edition of Between the Lines, brought to you by Gatorade. Our preview of the NFC North continues. I'm here with Voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen.
Hi.
Yesterday, it was Packers. Today, let's talk about the team from Michigan. That's the Detroit Lions. They swept us last season. It's all about Matthew Stafford when you think about them on offense. He may get a new contract this offseason.
Yeah.
They're trying to get their running game going as well. They've really bolstered their offensive line, even though they now have an injury at left tackle.
That's a bad deal, though, Decker deal.
No doubt about that, but they have done a lot of work on that O-line. It's really good. They have Ziggy Ansah coming off the edge, who was good last year, even though he was hurt.
Yeah.
Can we please go back to the days when the Lions were 3-13 every year?
That's funny. That's a good point, too. Their right tackle, Rick Wagner from Baltimore, I like him a lot.
Yeah.
So they messed around with that. You know, you got Graham Glasgow in his second year. He plays guard. Their offensive line is better than it has been in a while, but I cannot underscore or shortchange the loss of their left tackle, Taylor Decker, who is an absolute stud. I mean, he's as good a rookie tackle as I've seen in quite some time, and he's going to be out probably for half the season. Stafford was really good last year. I like how they use their receivers. From a running game standpoint, I think they need to sort out who it's going to be and when and why. They'll get Amir Abdullah back. He's fast, and I think that helps. From a defensive standpoint, Darius Slay jumped out of his skin last year. I always liked Darius, but I didn't love him. Now I love him. He's really, really good. Glover Quinn's one of the better safeties in the NFL. From a linebacker standpoint, I still think they need help. It's like when the former Jet, David Harris, ended up with the New England Patriots. I thought that would have been a really good option for Detroit. So he goes to Belichick, and Detroit, from a linebacker standpoint, not embarrassing, not bad, but I think you can do some damage there.
All right, this edition of Between the Lines is over. Packers and Lions are done. Bears are up next later this week.